the beats with Jess Bowen and Bowie J.
G'day, it is Bowie Jane with Jess Bourne on Babes Behind the Beats, and today I am absolutely honoured to be chatting to none other than Jess Bourne, who is on tour with Lights at the moment, currently in New Orleans.
Currently in New Orleans.
Yes, on New Orleans, as you Americans say.
New Orleans, New Orleans, I don't know, how do you say it? Anyone says that. It's tomato, tomato.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you're in your first week on tour, which is so exciting, and you are absolutely loving it. Tell me, how did this all come about and how are you prepping for tour? Because this is a good one.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, it's been amazing so far. I love that the dynamic is like there are six girls and six guys on this tour, and this is the first tour that I've ever had this many women on the tour. And it's amazing. Like, that makes such a huge difference. And honestly, I'm having like the most fun on this tour. But, you know, prepping for this, it was hard. It was like I found out about, you know, this probably back in December, but I didn't really get any of the songs that I had to learn until maybe like 3 weeks before rehearsals started. And I had to learn 28 songs, 27 or 28, something like that. And it was a lot. I like was, you know how I am, Bowie. Like, I'm like a perfectionist in the sense of like, if I do something, like I want it to be good. So it wasn't like I could be half-assed about this. I was like, I need to be.
Which is why you're good, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. It stresses me out. It makes my life harder. But it honestly was great. Like, I just ended up sitting down and learning 28 songs. I basically had like a drum kit set up in my living room. It was my electronic kit. And I set it up, and I just told myself every day I had to do what I call homework. And it was just like, I set a deadline of having to learn at least 3 songs a day up until rehearsal.
That's great.
And yeah. And it is a lot, but it's also not. Like, once you get like the hang of it, and like once you like hear the songs a million times, of course it's like ingrained in your head, but it's just like all the little things that matter, right? Like, for any of my like drum nerds out there, I don't know if you're listening, but like, we also use like an SPD pad. So basically there's like electronic drum parts that I had to like play on the pad, whereas when I was rehearsing them at home, I wasn't rehearsing on that, if that makes sense, because that was like a new element that was added to rehearsal that was like, okay, these parts you're going to play here. So it was just like little things that I had to change, and that kind of like threw me off a little bit with like having had learned songs, and I like learned certain parts, and then it was like, okay, no, you're going to play that part over here on the SPD.
You're like, fuck!
He's like, God damn it! it was great. And honestly, it's so worth it. I'm just so happy to be like out with such a good crew of people. And like, the shows have been just amazing. And you came to the LA show and you saw how just like the production of it is great. Like, she put all this time and effort into like getting this amazing show built, and like the lighting, everything down to like just everything. It's just so great. It's so perfect.
Oh yeah. And you can tell, like, you see a lot of performers and they might look a little green or whatever. Lights just looks so comfortable on stage. She's got that special quality, that special star quality that you go, she's just got it down. And I just really appreciate watching someone who's a good performer. So.
Right. Like, even so, my parents, obviously one of the first shows after LA, we played in Phoenix. So my parents came to the shows.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about that.
Oh my God. I think my mom loves Lights more than me. She wants to be there. So I was like, cool, 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 mom. She came to the show. She was just like, she's amazing. I love her. And so Lights, the thing about Lights is she grew up, when she was younger, she lived in the Philippines. And you know, my mom is Filipino. Yeah. So, and she even has a song in Tagalog. Recorded this song, Giants, in Tagalog. She recorded it in like 5 languages, but one of them was Tagalog. So I played my mom that song like before the show. And of course, like, my mom was just like, oh my gosh. She was like, I love her accent and everything. And then when she met her, like, you know, Lights responded to her in Tagalog. I don't even really know what she said, but my mom just like melted. And so now my mom loves her more than me. And I'm like, cool.
She's not Filipino.
She's not Filipino, but she grew up there. So she lived there, I don't know for how many years, but she lived there when she was younger. Wow. And she like retained a little bit of Tagalog, you know. She lived there and had to speak Tagalog, I think. And her dad, she said, still speaks Tagalog. So,
oh my God, that's insane. I didn't know that. So, okay, yeah. So did she, they loved her on stage as well?
Oh, my mom, my parents were just like, she's amazing. Like, she's so good on stage. My mom like loves her music. My mom was like, this is my mom. She's so funny. She's like, I wanted to dance, but I didn't want to embarrass you. And I was like, mom, like, I wouldn't have seen you dancing. You could dance if you want to.
She's very trying to look straight, but it's like, you know, being the mom, and going, oh, I've got to be responsible.
Yeah, that's what she thinks. She like thinks she's going to embarrass me. I was like, mom, actually, that would have been like really cute if you were dancing, but also I would not have seen you, so you could dance.
Oh my God. And yeah. Lights can actually sing, which a lot of singers can't. So that was impressive as well.
Yeah, she's got an incredible voice and everything. It's actually funny. A lot of us on the tour were talking about how like we're like envious of her because she like doesn't do vocal warm-ups and like sounds the way she does on stage. And she like will go eat like ramen like an hour before playing and still be able to like bounce around and like sound as good as she does and look as good as she does. And we're like, what the hell? Like, this is not fair. Like, it's just not fair. All of us are like, I told her, I was like, you're not human. Like, you cannot be a human. Like, I don't understand. And she drinks. She can, like, drink me under it. You know how much I can drink, dude?
Yeah.
She can drink. And
really?
That's the other thing. I'm like.
That's impressive.
Yeah. All of it is, like, it's very impressive and also makes me really mad.
Also, her songs are really good. And they feel like you've heard them before, like, Okay, that song, which is still in my head, unreal song. And a lot of the songs I'm like, oh, have I heard this before? Because I didn't really know of Lights, because I guess I'm not really in that scene, but I'm like, shit, her songs are good.
Yeah, super, super catchy. The new album is absolutely amazing. And we play a lot of songs off of the new album.
Yeah.
And they go over fucking great live. I mean, it's like, the crowd goes crazy for even the new one. So it's really cool. Yeah. I feel like there's not a lot of artists that can like pull off playing that many like new songs in a set when you've like, cause she has, you know, a lot of albums and I feel like a lot of
that. Everyone was singing along to everything. So I'm like, isn't this a new album?
Yeah. There's like 7 or 8 new songs in each set that we play. And they go off hard, like just as hard as the old ones. So it's a testament to how great her fans are though, too, because they like are diehards. They will, it's not like they're just like, oh, I just want to hear the old stuff. Like they're there singing for all the new songs too, just as loud as the old ones. So it's really cool.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah. So when you said you had to learn, you were trying to learn 3 songs a day, how long does that take you to learn 3?
Man, it really just depends on like how intricate the songs are. So there's some songs that took me a little longer because some of the parts were a little like there was more to them. And there's other songs that I was able to learn in literally like 1 or 2 times playing it because it's kind of like, okay, these are like, it's
like another
kind of the same pattern throughout the whole song. And then I can just add some like spice in it here or there. You know what I mean? That type of thing. But getting the like, I like to call it the meat and potatoes of most of the songs didn't take me very long. It was more of like figuring out and remembering like, oh yeah, I stop at the end of this chorus, but that chorus, I don't stop at the end of it. I play through that or things like that. You know what I mean? Because it's really to the structures of the songs, I should say, that you have to remember because, you know, it's like, oh, for instance, like there's two songs on this in the set where me and Brody don't come in where our parts normally would. If you just listen to the recording, like she plays through like the first chorus just by herself and then we come in at a certain part of the song.
Right.
So it's just, you know, it was like little things like that that you just have to remember about the structures and whatnot. But, you know.
So by the end of your rehearsals with in person with her, you went up to – were you in Canada?
Yeah. So we did
– was that at a house or something? Or?
Yeah. So we did – what we did was 3 rehearsals in LA with just me, Brody, and Lights. And then Chris, our sound guy, production manager, came out, you know, basically just so that we could – play together. I mean, Brody and Lights have been playing together for many, many years, you know, and I'm the newbie. So we had to get together and just technically like jam the songs, right? Yeah. So basically those were kind of like, quote unquote, the jam rehearsals in LA. And then when we flew up to Vancouver, that's when we kind of started. It was the official like tech rehearsals, which had all the lighting and getting our in-ears all set to make sure that our ears sounded the way we wanted them to. So that first day, you know, you at least go in feeling pretty comfortable and then you can make some minor changes to your in-ears to the, you know, what you have in your ears. But, you know, so it was a lot of like just getting all of the like, I don't want to say annoying parts out of the way, but like just like those, you weren't like, we didn't even really start playing through the songs until maybe the second day. It felt like the first day was really just like, okay, like you're like hearing all the like, okay, do you have the keys in your ears? No, this doesn't sound right. Oh, this, I don't like this sound. Let's change the sound in this part. And so like everything, it's a very like technical show, you know? So there's a lot of elements to it that you had to like kind of sift through in the beginning until before you could really play through the set.
So that was the first time you sort of spent a lot of time with them. When you went to Vancouver, were you all staying in the same house?
Yeah. So basically these rehearsals, it was so cool. It was in this like area called Langley. So it's like maybe an hour or 2 outside of Vancouver. And they have like this they turned this, I don't know if it's like a ranch or what it is, but it's like a big house.
Yeah, it's like a barn or something.
Yeah, and so in the back area, they turned like this, like a shed or a barn, but it's huge, into like a rehearsal space. There's like, they do like live performances there that they stream. They have like, I mean, it's huge. They've got like, take photos there. It's like a huge like photo wall. They could do music videos there. I think they said like Tegan and Sarah rehearse there and stuff too. So like, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
But, and this is a fun fact. I don't know if I ever told you this, but there's this show that I used to love growing up called Smallville. And this was when, you know, I thought I was straight. I had a crush on the guy that played Superman. And so this is like, it was like my favorite show growing up. And this is where it was filmed, was literally in this town of Langley. Yeah. So I was like all geeking out about that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. And so I like texted my brother because he loved the show too. I was like, oh my God, we're like rehearsing where Smallville was filmed. Because it's cool. Like, you don't think, like, it's like, it's not a place that I've ever heard of before. Like, I didn't know where Smallville was filmed. I mean, it was just, it was really cool. And then like in the house, there were bedrooms that we could have stayed in because it was like a 5-bedroom house. But we stayed in a hotel that was about like 5 minutes away from it. So,
You all had your own hotel rooms and you'd meet for dinner or no? Like, as in,
The days were so long that it was like, we didn't have time to go out really anytime after the rehearsals. Yeah. You're in rehearsals all day. Like, you'll stop to go get dinner or food or like for a break, you know what I mean? But you're really there. Like, you wake up, you go straight there. And then when you're done, you want to go to bed because you've been.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I was playing drums for 12 hours a day, basically. And my body was like.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
So but then, so that's so cool. So then Vancouver, and then your first gig was at the Snow,
First. Yeah, it was at this ski resort. It was called Big White Ski Resort in Kelowna. And I did not pack for this at all. I was like, first, I don't know why I didn't just think ski resort, right? It's going to be cold. It's going to be fucking cold.
Because I saw that was on the itinerary and I was like, oh my God, I want to come. But I couldn't.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I guess here's where I made my mistake. It says Kelowna. And so I put Kelowna into my weather app and it was like, oh, 60 degrees, you know, like, and I'm like, great. This is like not that cold. I don't need to bring anything crazy. And then we get there. And it's like full on winter. Like, the day that we woke up to like go to rehearsals, it was like, to me, blizzarding. I was like, this is not cool. This is not okay. I was like thinking about buying like a whole snowsuit there because I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like freezing.
And you're not drumming outside, right?
Yeah. And yeah, we were drumming outside. So they had heaters on stage, which was great. During sound check, it didn't feel like it helped. But during the show, because you have the adrenaline and everything, it was really fine. Like, I mean, I was literally drumming in what I drum in every night, which is like a tank top, you know, because I was like, I can't drum in things that like are like – around my arms because I need to be able to move so much, you know.
Yeah, and you get hot.
Exactly. So but it was fine. I mean, it ended up being okay, but it was just funny that we like woke up the day to like sound check and it's just full on. Like, me and Brody took the gondola down, you know, like the gondolas from the, and so like we took the gondola down and everything, and there's just like pouring snow, and I was like, wow.
Oh my God.
It was beautiful. Like, it was so beautiful. It was just, I was not prepared for it.
So was that your first gig? So then what happens after the gig that night? Were you on the bus and on the road?
Yeah. So that was like a last minute gig that got booked after her tour got booked. So essentially the first day of tour was supposed to be in Portland, which it was like the official first day, but Kelowna to Portland is like a 13-hour drive. So we basically packed up right when our like crew packed everything up. We were on the road. We had to leave. So we didn't get to stay for like the headlining band's full set. Basically, we saw the beginning of it because obviously our crew was still packing up, and then Lights sang a song with them. And then it was like, cool, pack up. We're on the bus at like 9:30 p.m. driving to the border because you got to get across the border.
Oh my God.
And do that whole thing. And then we, instead of it being in Seattle, we had to go to Portland. So it was like even further. But yeah, so the first show was in Portland and that was great too. But it was definitely like the first few days felt like a lot because it was like we went straight from rehearsals into this like big festival at a ski resort right into the tour. And it was.
Yeah, that would have been madness. Well, Jess, whilst you've been on tour, I have got some new wireless earbuds. They are Raycon and they are so awesome. They just don't fall out. They're amazing. They're the best way to bring audio with you because no matter how much you shake things, they just don't fall out of your ears. And their earbuds, they look, they feel, and they sound even better than they ever had. There's also this mode called awareness mode for when you need to listen to your surroundings. So you can take Raycons with you wherever you go, which is really cool. And with the optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, and you wear in-ears, so you know how important that is. These earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge, trust me. I'm actually traveling a lot for gigs at the moment, so having earbuds that stay in my ears, I don't want to have to worry about them falling out if I'm running to a flight or anything like that. So it's so cool because I just know that no matter how much I shake or move, these are going to be good and stay in my ears. They also offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, which is insane. And they're priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. So it's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 48,000 five-star reviews. And guess what? Right now, our Babes Behind the Beats listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/behindthebeats. That's buyraycon.com/behindthebeats to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/behindthebeats. And tell me, did you get the... like when you got to the bus, because you know I love tour buses, I'm obsessed with them just because I'm a bit of a camper. Yeah. So tell me, when you walked on, did they go, that's your bunk, or did you get to choose one?
So what I had done, and this is why I also really love Jen, our tour manager, we had been talking about, you know, the bus and who gets what bunks and whatnot, and I kind of was just like, you know, I normally sleep in a middle. I understand that I'm new, but I would really love if I could get a middle bunk. And like, I don't know how, like, we just got lucky because Brody, our guitarist and like one, or basically our music director, he likes a bottom bunk. So my thought was like, great. I'm screwed because everyone's going to take a middle, like Jen, Chris, and Brody are going to have a middle that leaves only one middle. And like, I can't be the person that takes the last middle bunk.
Yeah.
But he takes a bottom. And then Jen was like, I got you. And she like put some things in the middle bunks, to the last two middle bunks, to make sure that no one else took it.
No.
So it was saved for me when I got to the bus. So she was like, she texted me in the morning that the bus pulled up. She was like, hey, like last two middle bunks in the back, either one, take your pick. And I was like,
no.
We're the best.
And at the back, which is the dream spot from what I've heard.
No, it's perfect. Like it really is perfect. Like I would have taken any middle bunk, but like the back is great. I mean, it all has worked out so perfectly. It's a beautiful bus. It's like a slide out and everything.
So the slide out means the sides of the bus in the lounge area, right?
Gives you more room in the front lounge area, which is very crucial because we have a full bus. We've got 12 people on the bus, so it's nice to have that extra space when you're that full.
So tell me just briefly, what's a day in the life of you at the moment? What would that entail?
All right. So I had to – I'm still trying to get into my groove because it is so weird getting back on the road after not touring for over 2 years, right?
Yeah.
I used to be so good at having like a routine. But right now I think what my routine has been – although it's – I'm sleeping in a little more because of the time difference right now. But I normally want to be up by like 10 or 11 latest, and then – we sound check every day. Usually it's at 3 o'clock. Sometimes it'll be a little earlier, sometimes a little later, but normally it's 3 o'clock. So I'll try to wake up, have my coffee, make, you know, a bagel or toast or whatever. And then I'll try to get to the closest gym if I can. Otherwise, sometimes we have, if there's not showers in the venue, we have like a day room, like a hotel.
Oh, so is that what you're in at the moment?
Yeah. So that's like right now we have a day off. So we have a day room. And so if we have that, I'll use the hotel gym. So I'll go check into the hotel, go to the gym and then shower and then go to sound check. And then after sound check, I'll try to like grab dinner. And then just like kind of, you know, get my stuff together. It actually like it, this is what I'm saying. It feels like there's less time in the day than I thought. Cause it does feel like after you're done with sound check, I'm like, yeah. I have to get ready to play the show already. Like it feels like there's not enough time. It's like, I have to go get food. And then by the time I come back, I'm like warming up. I'm like wrapping my drumsticks. Cause I have grip tape that I like wrap them in every day. I have to change, you know, into whatever I'm wearing on stage.
Yeah,
put
you
my makeup
physically
on.
Warm up, do you, for drums?
Yeah. Yeah. I physically warm. This set is because it's like an hour and 15 15 minutes, it's a little more – like it takes a lot more out of me, I think. So I do have to like warm up and stretch and all that a lot more for this one. And even after I play, I end up stretching because my body –
I mean, you don't
want
to pull a muscle. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So – but with that being said, sometimes like for instance in San Francisco, me, Jen, and Lights, between sound check and between her meet and greet, we went to a bar and like got drinks together. Because like there was like time and like we made the plan to be like, okay, this is the time today. Like we're all going to go to this place.
Yeah.
And get a drink.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it just depends on the day, but normally that's kind of my schedule. I'm still basing a lot of my days around working out. Like yesterday I went to the gym. I like found an F45.
I think on day one, like I'm with anything new, I'm like, right, whatever habit you set today is going to be there forever. So make it right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm trying to be good about that for sure. But,
and then after the show, what happens? Does she do a meet and greet or anything like that?
She does her meet and greet for the show. So she does it after sound check. It's usually at like 6 o'clock. She does a meet and greet. It's like 6 to 7. And then, you know, doors open. And then Tilly usually goes on around 8. And we usually play at 9:15 and sometimes 10. But after that, it just depends on when bus call is. Like, you know, some of the nights we've just been so exhausted. Like after last night, because it was like our last Texas show. We had 3 Texas shows in a row. And it's so hot. It's humid.
Oh.
We were all dead. Like we couldn't imagine like doing anything. Bus call wasn't till I think 1 a.m. last night, maybe, or maybe later. But we were all in our bunks sleeping.
Because, really?
Yeah. Like we just went to sleep because it's like you're tired, you know, after that. But, you know, it depends on the night. There's definitely nights where we all go out and have some drinks. Like we went out for Lights' birthday in Dallas, the first Texas show. And, you know, I partied like it was my birthday. So I was still feeling it.
As you should.
Yeah. I went hard. I'll have to send you some pictures of that. Actually, I was like drinking water out of we have like a water, like a dispenser on the bus and we fill up our water bottles with.
Yeah.
And so I like, instead of getting a cup or my water bottle, I just went underneath it and was like opening it into my mouth, like a faucet, and just being absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, so needless to say, I partied hard for her birthday, celebrated Lights, the right way.
Oh my God. So you had LA, which you partied hard. Yes. Well, after the show, then you had
Pomona,
Phoenix.
Oh, well, it was Pomona after LA. And then from Pomona, me and Lauren, because Lauren came out for a few days, we drove. So we weren't on the bus because she had her car. And we drove from Pomona to Phoenix. So then we had the Phoenix show, which was like a hometown show. And then we stayed in Phoenix for my brother and sister-in-law's baby shower on Sunday. So the bus went to El Paso, but I stayed in Phoenix for that. And then I flew at like 5 a.m. to Dallas the next day. So this is my first actual day off is today. Since like, because I had that baby shower that I had to like, I was hosting and like, up for which is great. I'm happy I was there, but like this is my first like official I can like relax.
And I'm like, and then when we're recording interviews oops,
this is relaxing, this is fine.
Yeah, this is easy. Well, that sounds so good. I'm just like so excited for you. I'm watching all the stories on the Instagram, so go follow Jess on Instagram, Jess Bowen. It's just Jess Bowen, right?
Yeah, it's just me and then Lights and then Brody, our guitarist. Yeah, all of us we're having a good time. It's all been really fun. So
we'll share some of that on our Babes Behind the Beats too when it pops up. So follow us at Babes Behind the Beats on Instagram.
Yep.
And I'm like so excited. I'm about to head off for some gigs as well. I've got my first proper gig like in San Fran tomorrow. So
oh, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you flying up?
Yeah, I'm flying up, but I'm like 62 inches linear that your bag can be. So it's not, you're not paying $100 for a bag. So I'm like, I've got a lot of gear. So I'm like, 2 bags and trying to make it all work. So I've been buying bags, returning them, buying bags. I've been to Guitar Center like 45 times. So
because you can't check it, right? Because obviously you don't want to check the gear.
So I've got like my DJ decks and a wireless mic and a mixer on my back. I'm taking that as hand luggage because you can as music gear.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
And then things, I've got poles and stuff in a pole bag. And then I've got other gear in a suitcase. So yeah, it's a lot. But anyway, I think I've got it down. So I bet all that stuff, you got to check your gear still work.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally. It's stressful when you have to fly with gear because like there's a chance that it will break.
Yeah, and I haven't used it for like 2 years. So
yeah. Oh my God. Are you so excited though?
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to just be back on stage. Whoop whoop. I do have an LA gig coming up at the Orpheum Theater?
Oh, the Orpheum?
Yeah.
Yeah, in LA, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a dope
Otherwise, thing. I'm in Texas and stuff. I don't know where I am. But anyway. Yeah. So anyway, we're all back to, I see everyone's touring. Everyone's back to gigs. So we're excited. And yeah, stay tuned for more stories on tour from Jess Bowen.
And from you. We're going to talk about your gigs next episode. Let's talk about how your San Fran gig and LA gigs are.
Good idea.
Thanks everyone for tuning in again. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you later. Thanks for listening to Babes Behind the Beats with Jess Bowen and Bowie Jane. Head over to our Instagram, Babes Behind the Beats, and our TikTok, and send us a message over there on who you'd like on the show next.